Good morning. It is 8:34. I'm Tom Davis. Lots to cover here with the COVID virus. I've been keeping my guests for Community Connection on hold for quite some time. My apologies, gentlemen. And our Community Connection is brought to you by Arnold Moore and NECAMP Funeral Home and Tall Grass Motors. And I do have Jody Birch on the line with us, along with Ken. How you guys doing?
Doing good.
Well, we've got... We're living in kind of interesting times, and I understand that's an old curse, if one believes in curses. But it is an interesting time, and it does mean that we're making some changes. And, Jody, first of all, tell us a little bit about what's going on with an event you had, and also about My Refuge as well.
All right. Well, one of the things, I'm with Adams Boulevard Church of Christ, and one of the things that that we were planning on doing was having this was going to be our first great big car show, and we were going to invite people in from all over the area and, you know, bring in their cool cars, and it was called an open car show, and they were going to be able to show their cars off. People were going to vote on cars, so the winner was going to be whoever raised the most money through votes. So I would toss a dollar in if I thought this car was the best. And so it was just going to be a fun time. You know, people like showing off their cars. We were going to have some great weather. And kind of start off, we were calling it the Easter Car Show Classic.
Oh, wow.
Well, you know, about 3 weeks ago, we saw the writing on the wall as things were, you know, continuing to snowball with the COVID-19. And you know, your list of cancellations continues to get longer. We'll add this, you know, add this one to the list.
We will.
We decided, man, we're not going to be able to do this. But what we were doing as this fundraiser, though, was raising funds for a local nonprofit, and that was My Refuge. And because that went away, this stream of funding that they were hoping to get, because they had another fundraiser fall through, has gone. Uh-huh. And so what we've started and what I want to promote and let people know about, you can go to our Facebook page, and you can get there from our website. You could either type in Adams Boulevard Church of Christ in Facebook, or you can go to adamsblvd.org and you can give to our virtual fundraiser. So we are doing an online fundraiser through Facebook Causes to directly benefit My Refuge. What's great about Facebook Causes is all the money goes to the organization. Facebook does not charge, you know, a fee, you know, for using your credit card to you, the donor, or on the back end to the nonprofit.
Wow.
And so our goal is $4,000. To date, we've raised $1,280. And so we're just wanting to get the word out there, because we've had to cancel. We still have nonprofits doing a great thing, and Ken Pease is their director, and he's here to kind of tell you guys about what My Refuge is.
Ken, welcome to the show. Let us know about My Refuge, please.
Good morning. We were established about 12 years ago, and we're a faith-based outreach and mentoring program for students from first grade up to 12th grade, and we serve the Barnesville and Dewey area. We pick up in Oak Park and, as I said, Dewey, and then mostly over on the west side of town, over by St. Philip's School and Brookhaven, around those areas.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have Monday nights, we call Girls Night Out. It's for girls. And then Tuesday nights, we call Men's Club. It's just for boys. And we currently serve around 60 students, which is equivalent to about 25 to 30 families. And you know, we're funded through private donation only, so, you know, we rely on our fundraisers and stuff. And our typical night, you know, we bus all of our students in. We drive. We have vans. My brother and I do the driving, and we bring all the students in. We're hosted at Christ Community Church in Oak Park. And we have volunteers that prepare and serve meals for both nights. And then the girls and boys nights look a little different. The girls nights, we have, we eat, then we have worship, and we just started, it's really cool. We have a local music teacher that just started a music program for us, for the girls. And then they break off into small groups. We have leaders, and they do crafts and different things with the girls. And then on Tuesdays with the boys, we eat together. And then we have, because they're boys, we do activities, play ball, stuff like that. Because we need to burn off some energy before I try to teach them anything. And so then we have what we call serious time and get to talk with the students about, you know, we have life lessons and things that's going on in the community or whatever. You know, we are real flexible on what we talk about and teach about and things. And we also do a couple of big events every year. We do a trunk or treat. Last year was, we started off the first year we did it. We saw about, I just threw it together in a week. And we saw about 80 people.
Wow.
And then it grew from there. And last year, we had over, I'm estimating, between 1,200 and 1,500 people came to our event with their kids. And then in December, we do, we call it Shoebox Blessings, but we do, we pass out, kind of like Operation Christmas Child. We pack boxes. Shoeboxes are a standard box. And then we them to our kids, and we usually deliver between 600 and 800 boxes locally.
Wow, that's a lot.
You know, we've done some things. I do artwork and stuff, so I've done some art days where we just get some students who like to draw, and we just hang out and get to draw all day because they may not get to do that. And we got to visit Stormwalker Ranch last summer a couple of times, and we just try to find different ways to reach our kids and to be there with our kids. And this COVID thing has been a pain, but I'm really missing my kids. We're trying to do some, everyone's trying to think outside the box and come up with different things to do. And first thing we did last week, week before last, we put together activity bags, which had crayons and pencils and pens and construction paper and coloring books, puzzle books, anything we could think of. We packed those bags, and then I took them directly to the homes and did a hello through the front door and left the bag there on the porch for them. Last week, we did a drive-through meal, just trying something different. We ended up serving around 60 meals to the kids that we minister to, and I was able to take some prepared meals to homes that I knew that the families could make it. Either they didn't have a car or they have so many kids in their house, it was hard to get out. You know, coming up, we're going to do another activity bag for the kids. And next week, I'll be delivering snack bags. Our school district's done a great job at making sure the kids have meals throughout the day. And then I was thinking, well, what about in the in-between times? You know, the kids like snacks and things like that. So we're planning on doing snack bags and then probably another activity bags, maybe trying to gather up board games through donation or whatever that I could take to each house just so they can have something to do. And so I can say hi again through the front door and just, you know, just keep in touch with them the best that I can. And, you know, we're trying to, if we hear about something, someone needing food or, you know, one of our families or something that they need, we're trying to help them individually as we hear it. So that's pretty much just the rundown of what we do just real quickly.
Do you have a web page or a Facebook page that people could refer to? I mean, they just heard a lot of really good things that you're doing, but sometimes they just can't always remember to keep it straight. Do you have a page that they can go to for reference?
We do have Facebook. It's My Refuge, Bartlesville.
All right.
There's a donation button on there. Just
great.
Plug there. So
Tom, our the event we're doing, which is the fundraising event, also has a link to their to the things that they're doing, and so you can find both them and us through the Adams Boulevard Church of Christ Facebook page. And, you know, you can donate either place, and that's fine. The money goes to them. They are a 501c3. And again, as you heard, you know, Ken talk about, they got a lot of great things, and they're you know, touching a group of kids in different ways to be able to, you know, to help them and mentor them and, you know, kind of give them some more adults and positive influence in their life.
This is great. Now, Jody, I understand that you have something that Well, I guess during a pandemic, I wouldn't imagine. I'm going to give you A+ for thought and creativity on it. How are you going to do a fun hunt?
So we've put together kind of as another outreach event since our car show event for the community failed. What we're calling Fun Hunt Bartlesville. You can also go to our Facebook page and through our website, adamsblvd.org. And we've got this fun hunt put together, and it's really an event for families. What kind of sparked the idea was the bear hunts. You know how people have just put bears in windows and families have just driven around aimlessly looking for bears. Well, instead of driving around aimlessly, let's drive around with purpose. And so families can get together, or even groups can get together as long as they stay in their own cars. Mm-hmm. And we have a website designed so they can go to this website and they find that, again, from our Facebook page event. And there's clues. And so this clue will take them to a place. And usually they've got to find a number, or they got to count some items, or they have to find a specific word within, you know, something that they go to. And that is the clue that unlocks the next page. And so it's just kind of a great, fun event. There's going to be a prize at the end of the hunt. And so for everybody that completes it, they just give us their name and address, and we will deliver safely, social distancely, probably just put it on the door and ring the bell and walk away. but we'll deliver a prize to every family that completes the hunt. I'll tell you, we ran through it yesterday, my son and I. We had a great time. And, you know, we were making sure all the bugs were worked out, make sure we could figure it out. And so somebody like me can figure out all the clues and do all the things. we could do it. My 12-year-old was also a big help. And so it's just something to offer to have a lot of fun with families in the community. You know, our kids go stir crazy. They kind of need something to get out of the house to do. And this allows that. Most of it can be done from the car. We do have a couple of areas you'll need to get out of the car and maybe walk a little bit. That includes part of the Pathfinder. But again, you're outdoors. You can remain social distance from other people and just have a whole lot of fun. And that's kind of our purpose. We're stir crazy and trying to find things to do. So we wanted to offer Bartlesville something to do. And what's great is it takes us all over our great town. We hit some different sites and some different features of our community that you may not otherwise know or go do because you live here. And so it's going to be great fun, and we're hoping a lot of people just kind of go do that, have fun with their families. We wish you could be with us having fun at a car show, but man, that can't happen. So let's take the fun to you.
All right, that sounds great. Again, put out your social media URLs out there so folks can find you and be a part of all this fun that we're having during this pandemic.
Yeah, it's AdamsBLVD, so that's the boulevard, yeah. AdamsBLVD.org. You can also go to Facebook and just type in AdamsBoulevard.org. That'll bring you up to our main page. You know, just like that and follow that, but you can go to the events there for our Fun Hunt Bartlesville. You can go to the donate. There's a link on the donation page, and I'll tell you, it says Jody Birch's fundraiser for My Refuge because I was the one that set it up.
Yeah.
But again, you'll see the old logo we had for our car show classic. So you'll see a car there, and it just says replaced fundraiser instead of, you know, our car show fundraiser. And you know, we also want to let people know, you know, in this time of COVID-19. You know, here's a car show we're replacing. Here's a fun hunt that we're offering, you know, because of this. We also offer online services, you know, so our worship is, like many others, has gone online. You can get to our services through those channels. You could also go to our YouTube, which is youtube.com/AdamsBLVD. And so we have live worship service at 10 o'clock on Sundays. Aaron Kirkpatrick is our preacher. He does a great job. he's going to be off this Sunday, and you'll have to hear me. And so, you know, feel free to jump in and tune in for that. But it'll be my first experience standing in front of an empty room and trying to gauge the audience. But we'd love to have you online. I know many services, if you've got a church, go online, watch them. You can even watch us later. If you don't want to get up at 10 o'clock, you can watch us later. It's kind of cool. All of our sermons are archived on our YouTube channel. And so we'd love to have you virtually. And then when all this is over, you know, we'd love to have you come to church in person. A lot of people are going to be looking for in person as soon as this is over. So go to our website and that'll point you in all the other directions.
Gentlemen, I want to thank you both for being with us today and good luck. And we'll be seeing you online.
All right. Thanks for having me.
Okay. A lot of peace, brothers. A lot of peace. Thank you very much. And right now, you've been listening to our Community Connection right here on K1. You can get this on demand on our website, and you can play that back to your heart's content in case you think you missed something. And it's been brought to you by Tall Grass Motors and Arnold Moore Kneecamp Funeral Home.
Is it time to